I'm Jack Lessenberry. The Michigan Court of Claims is not one of the highest profile judicial bodies in the country, or even our state. It handles civil actions filed against the state and its various departments and agencies. But that court is getting a lot more attention these days because of one case with blockbuster implications. Last year, the Michigan legislature passed a $2.5 million budget appropriation to reimburse private schools for non-educational things the state requires, like playground inspections. The American Civil Liberties Union and a number of education-related groups believe spending public money for anything having to do with private schools violates both the U.S. and Michigan constitutions and a filed suit in the Court of Claims. Last week, the judge handling the case, Cynthia Diane Stevens, extended a temporary freeze on those payments. Judge Stevens indicated she'll decide whether to continue or lift the freeze by August 1st. However, it seems to me that this is really a case that could have been decided pretty much immediately. Both the state constitution and the voters are on record as saying this would be illegal. No taxpayer dollars can ever be used to support private schools in any way. Here's a little background. Back in 1970, the governor and the legislature decided the state should provide some support to private schools. They passed a law doing just that. The only restriction was that the money could not be used for instruction in religious subjects. That was upheld by the state Supreme Court. But a coalition of forces swiftly came together to oppose what they called parochiate. They noted that specifying that this money couldn't be used for religious instruction was meaningless, since by picking up the tab for non-religious expenses, the state was in fact leaving the schools more money for religious instruction. Those opposing parochiate quickly collected signatures and got a state constitutional amendment on the ballot. In that November, a solid 57% of the voters chose to make any aid to private schools clearly unconstitutional. They amended the Constitution to say, "No public monies or properties shall be appropriated or paid by the legislature or any other political subdivision or agency of the state, directly or indirectly, to aid or maintain any private, denominational, or other private, pre-elementary, elementary, or secondary schools. No payment, credit, tax benefit, exemptions, deduction, tuition voucher, subsidy, grant, or loan of public property shall be provided directly or indirectly to support any such private school." The full amendment is actually longer, but it's clear that Judge Stevens should rule the appropriation fully unconstitutional and send the lawmakers a message saying, "What part of no don't you understand?" Now, those in favor of providing the funding to religious schools are pinning their hopes on a U.S. Supreme Court decision last month that said taxpayer-funded grants for playgrounds in Missouri couldn't be denied to a school run by a church. But Chief Justice John Roberts expressly said the ruling only applied to discrimination and playground resurfacing, period. We don't know how the Supreme Court would rule in the Michigan case, but the state constitution is clear. Providing any aid to private schools is illegal in the state, and it's hard for me to imagine a judge ruling any other way.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.